Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. If you are a part of or into African music, this is that place where we build the value chain. So hang around, let's find out what we've got for this podcast episode.
The latest African album review is...
Now, Ghana's Nana Fafia gained prominence as the mashup queen around 2017. She did a phenomenal Mad Over You remix mashup thing going on to Runtown's hit. And whew, yeah, the reception was amazing. So she would do video mashups of popular Afrobeat songs and post them on YouTube. Her talent was and is undeniable, and now she's carving her own niche with original music, and one of her first singles was the popular Baby, which is at about 1 million views on YouTube at the time of recording this podcast. And now she has a brand new EP titled Rainbow and spelled R-N-B-W.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The Rainbow EP opens up with a heartwarming Mama, where Nana Fafia teams up with her twin sister Louisa on an Afrobeats, Afrobashment blend inspired dedication to their mother. And this song is really significant in many ways because it tells you what's important to Nana Fafia, and that's family. The song is an absolutely beautiful journey into how their mother raised them to become who they are today, even after losing their dad. It really speaks volumes of the appreciation they have for her and the strength that she had to see them through to adulthood. And hey, it's a big track. The surprise, of course, is the level of talent Louisa possesses. I mean, the two sisters can go toe to toe. They have beautifully phenomenal voices. Desolée, which follows, is much more Afrobeats inspired here, and Brian MG, who features on it, gives an excellent account of himself. He also features on another track titled After Party, and it's also on this project.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
The Rainbow EP really has an interesting trajectory for the listener. It lets you get lost in the music before you can interfere by trying to skip a track or something like that. You know how people are like. But you kind of just get lost before you even realize, hey, I'm like 4 or 5 songs in. And this is what's so captivating about it. It really just captures you. And that makes it a very warm project overall, and there's a lot of positivity, mostly surrounding love and relationships when you consider the topics that are being talked about on the EP. Rainbow calmly gives us the artist we expect without actually making it boring, and that's awesome. So much like an actual rainbow, you know what it is, and you know what to expect, but it always excites you and brings a smile to your face when you see it. The title really becomes apparent as a multicolored project that gives us a little bit of everything from Nana's bag of tricks and big heart as well. The wow moments for me, I think, on the Rainbow project came through Nana Fafia's harmonies and the singing more than anything else. The technical delivery is masterclass. What she does is she just keeps it simple. But in keeping it simple, that simplification nails it to the T. You listen to her harmonies and how she just does her thing on the mic, you're like, hey, talent, serious talent. And to be fair, not to take anything away from the beats or the beat maker, but hey, the beats slap, Ixie. They just slap. Everything about this EP is really well done. And maybe I'd put it at a 7 or 8 out of 10 on the technical aspects like mixing and mastering overall. What Nana Fafir has as a singer is, to me, that finesse. She's just got that je ne sais quoi, you know? Yeah, she just has it. It got me thinking, you know, when listening to certain albums, like, some artists or musicians quickly become annoying or tiring. So to counteract the potential of their voices getting tiring, they enlist different collaborations and, I don't know, something just to spice things up on the album. And I'm glad to say that's nowhere near what Nana Fafir is like. You could listen to her all day and still want more. In fact, I think at this point, what's really lagging for Nana Fafir is more music.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
But generally, what I love about this EP is that it represents a unique African multilingualism. She does live in the Netherlands after all, so she can speak a few languages, English, Dutch, French, and I think local Ghanaian, is it Twi as well? Not sure if that's the one, but yeah. You find different languages on the EP nonetheless. In that same fashion, it blends a number of genres such as Afrobeats, R&B, and that Afrobashment sound, that UK-inspired sound, which is getting pretty popular nowadays. And I mean, hey, the whole EP is a vibe. It's music you can sit back and enjoy, as well as, you know, dance to. Like, I found myself on, you know, songs such as Sanamipe, just, I'm here almost dancing. Like, I'm like, whoa, this is vibey, you know? Yeah, the EP's got that. On the other hand, Nana Fafir has a very feel-good aspect about her music, and this Ghanaian queen is ready. She is ready to become the next big Afrobeats and R&B star. One of her recent achievements, which I meant to highlight earlier, is that she opened up for Nicki Minaj at her concert in Holland, I think a couple of weeks back or something like that. And that's a big deal, because if an artist who is as successful as Nicki Minaj said, this one, she's talented, I think it says a lot. Sometimes I tell you guys what my favorite songs from a project are, but in this case, the whole EP, it bangs. It bangs hard. It's just total levels. So hey, Nana Fafir really knows how to work a voice and fuse it with the music to make an excellent product. I think she really deserves a lot more love than what she's getting from Africans especially. And yeah, we need to wake up to the wealth of talent here. Check out this EP. It's titled Rainbow R&BW. And Nana Fafir killed it. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Wemoto, that guy from Zimbabwe. And I'll catch you on the next podcast. Ndain.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.